Gechever, the 5-minute Torah will also be l'refush lema for Tzvi Chaim ben Gittel. Yes, Hashem should be a fua b'kar of mamish bez Hashem is barach. In the middle of Chanukah, we spoke so much about Chanukah moments ago, but we can't ignore this week's parsha. Parsha's Miketz. We'll try to tie it into Chanukah a little bit as well. The parsha begins ve'yihi miketz shenasayim yamim. Ve'yihi miketz shenasayim yamim was the end of these 2 years. What does that mean? The Medrash explains the beginning of miketz. Ketz som lachoyshech. It was the end of darkness. These 2 years was the end of darkness. Problem is as follows. The Medrash in Shmos Rabbah, the Medrash in Nachuma explains that we all know Yosef was first jailed for 10 years. That was Keneged, the 10 brothers that he spoke badly about. So he was in jail for 10 years, and then he was put in jail for 2 more years. The 2 extra years was because he trusted, as we all know, in the Sar HaMashkim, when the Sar HaMashkim was saved, and he asked him not to forget him, he had 2 more years in jail. So altogether, 12 years in jail. Jail, seemingly, was the darkness, was the Choyshech, was a difficult time for Yosef HaTzadik. So what's Pshat? V'yim Miketz Shenasayim was the end of 2 years, that the Medrash says those were the 2 years of Choyshech, as if the years before were years of Ar. It should be 12 years of Choyshech, not just 2 years of Choyshech. So I want to share with you something I learned from the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal of Keren B'Yavne, the first Rosh Hashiva of Keren B'Yavne years ago, I learned from Chaim Yaakov Goldwicht. He explains as follows. He says, in life, there are moments of Or and there are moments of Choyshech. There are moments of simcha and bracha, of chasinas, and engagements and births. Mazel tov, we have to give it to Shlom ben Yamin Renov and Chai Rezel, on their Bechor that was born this week. There are moments of simchas, and there's moments of difficulty, of those who have a machla, of a disease, of death lo aleinu, of nisyonos when it comes to parnasa, of nisyonos when it comes to shiduchim, Nisyonos of Sar Gidalbanim. It's all different types of difficulties and all different types of simcha. But what differentiates whether it's a moment of Or or a moment of Choshech has nothing to do with if it's a difficulty or it's a simcha. It has to do with whether you feel the Rabbanu Shalom by your side and you understand that this is from the Eibishter and you trust that it's from the Eibishter and you understand Kol Ma'adav Rachman Al Tavavid. If you have the Eibishter by your side, even the most difficult at times, gam keich geisamavis lo ira ra ki atu imadi. If you understand and you have full moon and you're living with the Eibishter, and he's by your side, it's all good. And even though to the outside world it seems dark, to me it's the greatest light. Makas choshech in Mitzrayim, the darkest of dark, there was Or la Yehudim. There was Or la Yehudim. La Yehudim is Aira. There was Or. You can have Or even in the darkest of places if you're living with Hashem. If you're not within living with Hashem, even in the physical light, it's full of darkness. It's full of darkness. You have people of the wealthiest individuals that seem like they have the greatest of lives that are mamish, are depressed as could be, are living in shackles emotionally. So Yosef HaTzadik, the first 10 years, he was living with complete emunah and bitachon on Hashem, that Hashem's going to save him, Hashem's going to take care of him, Hashem is taking care of him. So even though there were 10 years and he was deep in the dark cellars of Mitzrayim, it was all Or. It was all light. The Medrash refers only to the last 2 years of Choshech. Because those are the 2 years that he was, on some level, we could only say it because the Chazal teach us this and we understand, but Yosef HaTzadik put his trust in the Sar HaMashkim, meaning there was a little less bitachon in Hashem at that point in his life. Therefore, those years were years of Choshech, only those 2 years. Which tells each and every one of us, as we're celebrating this Yontav of light, the Yontav of Chanukah is the Yontav of Or, in the darkest of times, and it's always during the physical darkest of nights, when the days are longest, we light the candles to bring Or to the darkest of times. It tells us, how do I bring Or to my life? With emunah, with bitachon, with feeling that there are bonus in my life always. Who are the ones that brought about the gula? They were a kohanim. Kohen Chaf Hey Nun is Gematria 75, which is exactly Gematria Bitachon. Each and every one of us should be Zoichet, to have Emuna, to have Bitachon, to live with Hashem always. To live with Hashem always, if we live with Hashem always, every moment of life, even when life seems difficult to others, for us will be Or, will be Simcha, will be Bracha, until we're Zoichet, the time where it's Or for everyone. Zman of Mashiach Zakenu, with Simcha, with Bracha, with Gula Shlema, B'mheir Remenu, have a Heilige Shabbos, a Freilich of Chanukah, full of Simcha and Bracha. Ay Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Ay Shabbos Kodesh, Ay Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Ay Shabbos Kodesh, Ay Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Ay Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Ay Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Ay Shabbos
Be a la porca, be a la gura, be a la chu.